In our gospel today, we hear about the people witnessing that the wisdom of Jesus Christ and the mighty deeds that he performs. And the people's response is pretty cynical. You know, they're thinking, who is this guy? Like, he's a carpenter. And we know who his mom is. His mom's Mary. She's right there. She's nothing special. And it says that they took offense at him because they thought that they knew who he was, and they thought that he was just some ordinary guy. But what they didn't realize was that standing right in front of them was the second person of the Trinity, the very being that was holding them in existence at that moment was standing in front of him. And of all the women in history, that the Blessed Virgin Mary was the one person that God chose to be the God-bearer, that he would enter into human history through. And so far from being insignificant, Mary was exalted by God, and she was given a role unlike any other person in the history of salvation. And so yes, Jesus was a carpenter, but he was also the Son of God, and he chose to be the son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I think that's important for us, you know, as Christians, if we want to be followers of Christ, that we take the Blessed Virgin Mary as our mother as well. She's not only the mother of Jesus Christ, but when we become Christians, incorporated into Christ through our baptism, we take the Blessed Virgin Mary as our mother. There's a variety of places we can see this in Scripture, but one example would be Revelation 12, verse 17. This is talking about the battle with Satan. And it says in verse 17, "Then the dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus." And so we hear this battle going on between Satan, the dragon, and the woman. And it says that those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus are the offspring of the woman. So this passage of Scripture is assuming that as Christians, as followers of Christ, if we're keeping God's commandments, that we are sons and daughters of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary is very scriptural, and it's very powerful. You know, the Blessed Virgin Mary can obtain incredible graces from her Son through her intercession that help us on our path to salvation. The fastest way to Jesus Christ and to a life of holiness is through the Blessed Virgin Mary. There's three great Marian devotions that have been given to us in order to assist us on the path to salvation. The first is the Rosary, which was entrusted to the Dominican order to spread. The second is the Angelus, which was entrusted to the Franciscans. And the third is the scapular, the brown scapular, which was entrusted to the Carmelites. And so I want to talk today a little bit about the brown scapular, because it's something that some Catholics might be very familiar with. Others may not know much about a scapular at all. But the scapular is actually named after the scapula, which is a bone in our shoulder. Because a scapular, if you've never seen one, this is what a brown scapular looks like. There's a brown piece of wool on the front and the back, and it goes over a person's head, and these straps go over their shoulders, and usually they wear it, you know, under their outer garments. But there are different types of scapulars. Each one has its own history, and different scapulars are different colors. They have their own spiritual benefits and promises that are attached to different scapulars. But the brown scapular is probably the most prominent in our tradition. What it is it's actually a small version of the Carmelite scapular. Carmelite brothers and sisters wear a full scapular, which goes all the way down to their feet, you know, in front and in back, and there's a hole for their head. And so it's a miniature version of that. But the origin of the brown scapular goes back to 1251. There's an individual by the name of Simon Stock. He's now a canonized saint. And he was the prior, the head of the Carmelite order. And the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to him, and she handed him a scapular, and she promised him that whoever died wearing one of these scapulars would not see the fires of hell. So that's a pretty profound promise. And what the scapular is it's a perpetual prayer. By wearing it, you know, it's like we're praying all the time. And it's a garment that shows that we're dedicating ourselves to the Blessed Virgin Mary and commending ourselves to her prayers and her intercession, so that she can make us more pleasing to her Son. And by wearing a scapular day in and day out, it's a constant prayer. You know, it requires a person to be making an act of faith, saying that they believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and her intercession, and that they're striving for salvation. And so, you know, by wearing the scapular on a daily basis, it opens us up to grace. And the Blessed Virgin Mary has promised her powerful intercession for those who wear it. Now, how does the scapular work? How does this promise work? You know, scapular doesn't take away mortal sin. You can't put on a scapular and say, I'm going to commit every mortal sin in the book and I'm going to go to heaven because I'm wearing the scapular. You know, the way that it works is that when a person is wearing it sincerely, the Blessed Virgin Mary promises that she's going to obtain the graces that she needs for that person from her Son for their salvation. So if a person has committed a mortal sin, if they're wearing a scapular, they're going to get those graces of repentance so that they turn away from their sin, they repent, and they go to confession before they die. You know, so it doesn't take away a mortal sin, but it's graces that work within the church in order to lead a person to salvation. Anyone can wear a scapular, whether they're Catholic or not. But if someone isn't Catholic, beware of what might happen once you start wearing a scapular, because you never know what the graces of the Blessed Virgin Mary are going to bring about. And there are additional commitments that a person can make if they want the Sabbatine privilege, which relates to a person being delivered on a Saturday from purgatory. So there's other graces associated if you wanted to research those on your own. There have been a lot of miracles associated with the brown scapular, and these confirm that there are graces available. You know, they're kind of signs to us that wearing a scapular is powerful, and it's a sacramental that can obtain a lot of graces. St. Alphonsus Liguori is one of the great doctors of the church, one of the greatest theologians in history. And he wore his scapular faithfully, and years after he died, they exhumed his body. And his body had turned to dust. The vestments that he was wearing when they buried him had turned to dust. But his scapular was incorrupt. It didn't decay. And there have been a lot of saints who have had a strong devotion to the brown scapular. St. John Bosco, St. Bernadette, who the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to at Lourdes. St. Maximilian Kolbe, who was a martyr in the concentration camps of World War II. And Pope John Paul II all had a devotion to the brown scapular. There are a lot of examples of conversions that have happened in the hearts of people who wear a scapular. There's a priest near Chicago who went to give the sacraments to this man who was dying, and he was completely unrepentant, and he didn't want anything to do with the priest. And so the guy was on his deathbed, and so the priest took out a brown scapular, he put it on the guy, and within an hour, he made a confession before he died. And so he died in the good graces of the church. There's another story of a miracle that happened with a French priest. This is one of my favorite miracle stories about the brown scapular. There was this French priest who was on a pilgrimage. And one day he was going off to celebrate Mass, and he forgot to put on a scapular. And he remembered it when he was part of the way there. And he thought, you know, I'm going to be late for Mass if I go back. But he decided, you know, I can't celebrate Mass on this altar without having my scapular. So he went back and he got the scapular. He went and he celebrated Mass. In the middle of Mass, this young man got up from the pews, went up to the sanctuary. He pulled out a gun and he shot it right at the priests. The priest just kept going as if nothing had happened. And everyone thought that the bullet had just missed him. And after Mass, they went up, they examined his vestments. The bullet went right through his vestments and it stopped at the scapular. So that's why I always wear my brown scapular at Mass. Not that I don't trust you all, There was a miracle in Ohio about 100 years ago. There was a man up on the coast of Lake Erie, and he was actually hit by a train, and he had catastrophic injuries. You know, everybody who saw it, they were just like, he's dead. And they went up to him, and he was still alive. Like, there's no way this man could have survived that. Like, his body was not intact. He survived for 45 minutes until a priest came and gave him last rites, and after that he died. So there are a lot of different miracles that have been associated with the brown scapular throughout time. You know, we do enroll our first communicants in the brown scapular, and many of you might have been enrolled when you were received your first communion. If you've stopped wearing the scapular, once you're enrolled for life. So all you have to do is get another brown scapular and start to wear it, and the promise will take effect. If you've never been enrolled in the brown scapular before, there is an official ceremony that you should go through. It only takes about 5 or 10 minutes to do the ceremony, but we're going to have 3 different enrollments this month. July 16th is the feast day of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, but we're going to have enrollments here at St. Mary of the Woods, July 21st, after the 6 p.m. Mass, July 22nd at St. Pat's after the 10 o'clock Mass, and July 26th after Adoration. Those dates are all in the bulletin. And there's also details in the bulletin as to where you can get a brown scapular if you don't have one. So I certainly encourage you to check that out in the bulletin. Get yourself a brown scapular if you've never been enrolled. And certainly to place your trust in the power of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because Jesus Christ chose her to be his mother, and he's entrusted to her to us to be our spiritual mother for our benefit. And there's tremendous graces when we put ourselves under the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I certainly encourage you to take advantage of that and to get enrolled in the brown scapular.